Hello there, my audio boomer friends. It is 20 after 8 on Tuesday night. I have reinstalled the Audio Boom app. And if you're hearing some strange grumbling noises, no, it's not my stomach. It is the very cold snow and ice underneath my tires of my car. It is currently, well, it's not so bad actually right now. It's minus 13 degrees, and we are going to a low of minus 20 overnight. And right now, it's not so windy. Just a little breath of, just a little wispy wind. However, it's very damp. So this is the kind of cold that just cuts right through you. And right now, I'm wearing my big Arctic Explorer, super duper, you know, very comfy and cozy parka with a big furry collar that goes up and around my ears and my head, making driving kind of difficult. And I'm going off to pick up my daughter as I usually do on Tuesday nights. She goes to Girl Guides. And I pick her up and her friend, and I bring her friend home, and then we come home and she regales me with stories of Girl Guides. No, she doesn't, actually. She used to when she was a bit younger, but now it's, I don't even know if she's really enjoying it anymore. Now she's getting older. In fact, this past week, when was it? Was it yesterday? No, it was on Sunday. It was a Sunday night, and I remember it was Sunday night, and I'll explain to you why. She dropped her phone. I gave her an old cell phone that I had bought from one of these Chinese overseas outlet things. I've spoken about it at length. It's called Deal Extreme. And in fact, I'm wearing a watch, and I will post a picture of my watch that I bought for $16. And it's actually a pretty good watch. It's self-winding. And I did an audio boom of the watch and the fact that it has become sort of the de facto quality of sleep monitor for me. And I'll somehow find a way to get into that maybe tomorrow morning. If this works, because I've been having some problems with my audio boom app, if this works and posts properly, I'll do one tomorrow. In fact, I'll post a picture of the watch tomorrow as well. But getting back to my daughter's phone, she dropped the phone. It was a nice little Android phone. I think it was about a 4.5 or a 5-inch screen running Android. I wanna say 4.2 or something. And she really liked it. She started enjoying using it, and although she wasn't mortified when it fell. I guess realizing, you know, the errors of her ways. She didn't have any other phone for a while, and then she got money for Christmas. And she asked her mom and I if she could buy another phone. I said, sure, but, you know, we're going to have to get you a proper casing that'll protect it to some degree. And you will have to take better care of it and make sure that to drop it and make sure to keep it tidy, clean, and so forth. So I said, okay, and that's fine. And then Sunday night, I reminded her that if we order it that night, it was 9:30 in the morning in Hong Kong. So they would prepare it, and it would ship earlier in the week. So, and in fact, it shipped yesterday. And that way she hopefully will see it in a couple of weeks. I give it about 3 weeks or so from the last time I ordered from the same company. Now, actually, I said Deal Extreme, but it's not Deal Extreme where we bought the phone. It's a what's the name of that website? Tiny Deal. Yeah, they all kind of sound the same. Tinydeal.com. And she bought herself a little Android. Well, it's not little, actually. It's a like 5.5-inch monster Android phone for $82. And it's It's a quad core, if I'm not mistaken. It's 4 gigs of ROM, 512 megs of RAM. No, it's 1 gig of RAM and 4 gigs of ROM. And it has, obviously you can put an SD card and all the good stuff in there. And it's running 4.3. Anyway, it doesn't matter, but it's quite an advanced Android operating system. And if it works well, I may jump ship again. I have a problem with my iPhone 4 that is driving me a little bit batty. Every time I actually use it as a phone and put it up to my face, my skin touches the phone and I'm hearing dialing and I'm muting people. It's basically that proximity sensor problem where it stops working in iOS 6 or whatever I'm at now on my phone. It seems that once you upgrade the iOS, the proximity sensor stops working. Now I've cleaned everything and I've reset it twice and I've tried everything that I could read about on different websites, but to no avail. And also, this phone is only 16 gigs and I'm running out of room for my music. So I've been thinking, maybe I'll go to an Android phone. Until a friend of mine shows up at my house Sunday morning and he had a Nokia Lumia 635 Windows phone, which he bought for, I think it was like $129 on special, an unlocked phone. And I was like, what? Really? So I kind of like the interface, and so I'm a little bit in limbo right now. At the moment, I'm sticking with my iPhone until I figure out what I'm going to do. I've changed carriers now, and I'm on a carrier that I can go with a SIM card on just about any unlocked phone, so which is nice. So I have the choice, and I'm going to try my SIM card. Oh, sorry about the bumping here. I'm going to try my SIM card in my daughter's phone when she gets it to see, you know, reception and how it works and how reliable it is. And if everything else works, so the data and all that works. And if it does, well, then I will certainly look into that. Maybe going to Android. I've just about arrived here to pick up my daughter. And see, last week when we were here, there was a security officer ticketing people for parking in front of the school. And of course, you know, when the cat's away, the mice will play, and they're still parked in front of the school. So I'm going to just park the car here. That's what I love about this little thing. I can turn on a dime. Let's see. Unfortunately, I found out this week that Toyota and Scion will stop bringing the IQ to North America. They will no longer bring the IQ to North America. I don't know if they're going to stop production necessarily, but they state that the reason why they're no longer selling the Scion IQ is because, in their words, the micro car experiment failed in North America. And I think it's because the price of the barrel of oil has gone down, so now the myopic nature of the consumers, the automotive consumers here in North America is such that now, because the price of fuel is so low, oh, I'm just going to go out and buy my big honking pickup truck or van or SUV or whatever have you. Very myopic thinking, because I know the price of the barrel of oil will come back up and probably go right through the ceiling and be much higher than it was before. So, yes, that's a prediction if you wish. Thank you for listening, and I hope this works. And if it does, then I'm back in business and I can start doing audio booms, or as I affectionately call them now, audio boo, open parentheses, M, close parentheses. All right.